It's Abundant Living, your guide to experiencing a more abundant life in Jesus Christ, with your host, founder of AbundantLiving.org, David Leisenfeld.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Abundant Living program. I'm glad you're joining us here today as we talk about the principles of having an abundant life in Jesus Christ. I am David Leisenfeld, your host here each week on KBRT, and just want to talk to you more today about what God would have us to know. Because that's where abundant life comes from, when we realize that we don't have the answers, but God does. God knows, and God has plans and dreams and visions of what He would like to see and accomplish on this earth and in the universe and in your life personally. You know, sometimes in this day and age, we get so big and so isolated in the things that we do, you know, whether it be at our banks or at the stores or even in our churches, where we're like a number. You know, whether it's a bank account number or a social security number or an employee number. And we get so big in the way that we organize things in this modern world. We individually often get lost. But I want you to know, as you're listening today to this radio broadcast, that the philosophy behind this program is that it's designed for you. For you personally listening to me today. Because we at Abundant Living care about you, because you are very important. You have been called to be the child of God. And I hope that you embrace that calling. I hope that you think about what that means to be called the child of God. Now in John chapter 1, it said that Jesus came to give you the right to be the child of God. An actual right with authority. And it's a pretty amazing thing to think that God's purpose and desire for your life is that you would be His own child. That He could call you son or daughter, that He could call you by name, and that you could call out to Him, as Paul writes, Abba, Father. You know, you read that in Romans 8 where it says we cry out, Abba, Father. That word Abba is a very endearing term, much like you might hear a little child today call out Daddy. Daddy. Something so intimate, something so personal between a father and his son. And God wants you to know that kind of relationship. God wants you to know and appreciate who you are and why you were made. He wants you to know that you are here, made in His image and in His likeness. And He wants you to be part of eternal life, of eternal living, of knowing Him, of knowing Jesus Christ, of knowing the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and being filled with the life that only can come from great God in heaven. For it is our great God in heaven who loves us and who cares for us. It is our great God in heaven who sent His Son Jesus to die for us. It is our great God in heaven who calls us to know what it is to love and to be loved, to know what it is to have joy and to have peace, to live life with integrity, with honor, with courage, with strength. And in this world, so much of it is designed to keep you distracted, to keep you from experiencing and knowing what it is to have a relationship with God. And so much of this world is really designed to keep you from being intimate with anyone, to make you feel lonely, to make you feel alone. But I want you to know, as you listen today, you're not alone. God loves you. God cares for you. He knows you very intimately. And He wants you to know Him intimately. He wants to open up His world and share His life with you. God has dreams. God has a dream that on this earth there will be peace. God has a dream that people would come to know Him and share life with Him, and He with them. He's prepared amazing things for those who will accept this calling, accept life, and what life is all about. Now, this world is designed to keep you away from God. And you know, for Satan to keep you away from God, he doesn't have to get you to reject God. He just has to get you to neglect God. And we talked about this the last couple of weeks. When it comes to the way we use our time, do we set up a hedge about our time so that when it comes to our time with God, nobody and no thing can encroach upon that time and take away our time with God? God wants to spend time with you. God wants you to learn what it is to have life. He wants you to know what abundant living is all about. The abundant life that we find when we lay down our lives for Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus said that if anyone desires to come after me, that is Jesus speaking, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever desires to lose his life for my sake will save it. Now, so often in life, we want to find our lives in God, but we don't want to give up our lives. And the reality is, you can't have it both ways. You can't keep living in the world and doing the things of the world and being driven by the lusts of the world and at the same time be godly and be Christian. They don't go together. There's no mixing of good and evil in this relationship. And so often, I'm just afraid to say and sorry to say that there is this selling of cheap grace. And I call it cheap grace because grace that is given to us that saves us, grace that is given to us that pulls us out of the depths of darkness and of despair and of loneliness into life with God, was paid for with a very heavy price. Jesus gave his life for you, the creator of the universe through whom God made all things, came to this earth and gave his life for you. My friends, grace did not come cheaply or easily. And sometimes we think that if something is free, it's not worth a lot. Grace is so expensive, we could never pay for it no matter how hard we tried. But humanly, what happens is when we get things for free, we often don't value them nearly as much as the things that we earn. But there's no earning salvation. It is a free gift from God. But I want you to value that gift, and that will only come by thinking, by thanking, by appreciating what God has given to us. God wants you to know you intimately. He wants to know you personally. And so we want to talk about this today. What does God want from us? When Jesus says that we should desire to lose our lives so that we can find it, when he says that we need to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow him, how do we do this? That's what we're going to talk about here on the Abundant Living program today. Hey, if this is the first time you're ever joining us, I want to welcome you, and I invite you to go out to our website, www.abundantliving.org. That is our website. And you're going to find previous radio broadcasts there. I hope that you'll listen in and check them out. Lots of good audio messages there. If you want to learn about what God would have us to do in life, if you want to learn about how to have a good marriage, about how to manage your money, about the Ten Commandments through a New Testament perspective, I invite you to go there. You can hear all those radio broadcasts. You're also going to hear lots of inspiring messages there, sermon-length messages, where you can really get into the Bible and hear what God would have us to do with our lives, with our time. You can find them there at abundantliving.org. Also, articles designed to encourage you and inspire you and help you live a life more godly in Jesus Christ. And so I want you to go out to abundantliving.org. And if you're a person that's looking for a church fellowship where you're not just another number, where you're a real person with a real name and you're known by the pastor and you're known by the people that go there and want to build relationships with other believers, with other Christians, I invite you to come on out to Rock Valley Christian Church in Lake Elsinore, California. Our model there is based on Revelation 14:12, when God was looking at the saints. He said, here's the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. And at Rock Valley, that's what we want to do. We want to come and worship Jesus Christ, to give our lives for Him, to lay down our lives in worship, and to pray for one another, and to pray to God, and then to hear what God would have us do. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome, as it says in 1 John 5:3. And so come and learn what God would have us to do, and realize and have the humility to say, I don't know how to live, but God does. God knows how I should live. God knows the way I should go. And He teaches it to us in His Word. And so come on out to Rock Valley Christian Church. Again, for more information, go to AbundantLiving.org. Or if you want to dial this toll-free number, you can call this number to find out about Rock Valley Christian Church and meeting times and locations. Just call 800-799-5199. We meet every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. So you can even double dip, you know, do a Saturday-Sunday thing. But Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., the phone number again, 800-799-5199. Well, today, as I said, we're going to talk a bit about the walk. What does it mean to lose your life and to find it? What does it mean to deny yourself and take up your cross daily and find it? You know, when you do anything in life, any new thing, it requires you, in a sense, to lose your life to do it. To stop doing what you normally do, to do something different. You know, I've started a couple businesses in my life. And when you start a new business, it takes a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of energy and effort and time. And in a sense, when you do that, you lose your life. In other words, what was occupying that time, those hours before, is gone and is replaced by a new thing. You have to spend time working at it. You have to spend time thinking about it. And so it goes away. Now, sometimes in life, the life you lose is life that maybe you don't cling to so much. Maybe it's just, you know, instead of watching, 3 or 4 hours of TV a day, you don't watch any anymore and use those 3 or 4 hours in a much more productive way. Or instead of spending so much time at one job, maybe you spend less time there. And you have to rearrange your schedule. You have to lose your life to find a new life when you take on new activities. And really, when it comes to God and being a Christian, it's no different. If you are going to be a godly person, if you are going to seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, as Jesus told us to do in Matthew 6:33, it means you're going to have to give up your life to find this new life of seeking first God's kingdom and all His righteousness. You're going to change the way you do things. Now, the last couple of weeks on this program, we were talking about time and how we use our time and do we put a hedge about our time. But what should we be doing with that time? That's a great question to ask. What should we be doing? How do we become more like Jesus Christ? How do our lives get transformed from where we are today to where God would have them to go? I want you to realize that when you accept Jesus Christ, when you receive the promised Holy Spirit, your life should be on a brand new course. Not doing the same things that you've always done, but living a new life. Losing your old life to find a new life in Jesus. And this new life comes with new ways of thinking, new ways of treating people, new ways of caring for your spouse, new ways of working at your job or dealing with your employees, new ways of doing everything. And there are practices. Yes, there are practices that Christians do as a part of this way of life that transform us, that change us, that God uses to change us and transform us. And so we're going to get into this. We're going to start talking about what are the things, the basic Christian practices that we should see in our lives if we are going to be changed, if we are going to be transformed from who we are today into the image of Jesus Christ. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this message on the Abundant Living Program.
Is your home filled up with stuff while you yourself are empty? Are you living an unfulfilled life? If so, you need to go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org is a website designed to help you discover your awesome potential. God made you in His image so that you can grow and experience the abundant life He enjoys. Many people search for meaning in life, but there is only one place to find a life worth living. Go to AbundantLiving.org and find the answers to living a successful and abundant life in Jesus Christ. You will discover who you are and how to have peaceful, joyful life as you learn more about God and the reasons He made you. Great health and wealth mean nothing if you're empty inside. Seek the riches that last forever. Go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org, the website with signposts for success.
Welcome back to the Abundant Living Program. Glad you're joining us today. I am David Liesenfeld, here to talk with you about the principles of having an abundant life in Jesus Christ. And if you are looking for a church where you can hear good, solid Bible teaching, where you can be encouraged and inspired in your relationship with Jesus Christ, where you can get to know the people, to personally know the pastor, to personally know people involved at the church who want to be a help in your life, then I invite you to come on out to Rock Valley Christian Church in Lake Elsinore, California. For information, dial this toll-free number. It is 800-799-5199. 800-799-5199. I am the pastor there, and I would enjoy meeting you. So come on out. Again, Lake Elsinore, California. For information, 800-799-5199. Or you can go to our website, www.abundantliving.org. Now, today we were talking about practices. How do we go from who we are today to who God would have us be? God actually has disciplines, has trainings. And, you know, we see this in life all the time. You know, my kids, they're now getting into, you know, taking some taekwondo and have taken piano lessons and music practices. And my son has done Little League. And, you know, in order for a person to be transformed in anything, there are practices, there are disciplines that must be done. Now, this is kind of an unpopular topic when it comes to Christianity because we have kind of this quick conversion thing. But the reality is that conversion that lasts is one that is practiced over time. And it is by allowing the Spirit to work in us. It is by allowing God to lead us and teach us. But did you know there's actually disciplines spoken of in the Bible that Christians do to be trained, to be exercised in the ways of God? And you can imagine, we talked about taekwondo. You can imagine if my son said, well, I'm going to be this karate guy, this taekwondo guy. And he just said he was going to be. But he never practiced it. He wouldn't be any good at taekwondo. You know, if he said he wanted to play shortstop in baseball, well, if he never went out and fielded ground balls and learned how to throw the ball to first and learned how to move and how to pivot and how to do all the things that are required to play shortstop, he wouldn't be any good at it. You know, if my daughter wanted to play piano, but she didn't go through the practice and taking the time each and every day to be practicing the piano and learning the different notes and learning the different keys and how to put it all together and how to move her fingers and play loudly and softly and all the dynamics that come with learning to be a good piano player. If she didn't put the practice time in, she would not be a good piano player. The same comes to us as Christians. If we are not practicing, if we are not learning the disciplines, if we are not growing in the process, we're not going to become the people that God made us to be. If we keep living the same old ways, if we are unwilling to lose our life and find a new life in the ways and the disciplines and the practices of God, we're not going to become the people that God made us to be. There are practices, there are disciplines that Christians do in order to be changed. And this is a way that God takes these things to transform our lives. God's creative work is done through it. Now, what are these? Well, there's many things that we could talk about, but over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about five basic Christian disciplines. And they are prayer, Bible study, meditation and solitude, fasting, and fellowship. These five things. Now, when we think of life, of being a Christian, of what we're called to do, I want you to realize that the Bible itself declares that these are things that Christians do. Christians do study the Bible. They read it. They know it. They consider it. They prove what's in it. So that their doctrine and beliefs and the way they live life and the practices of life can be according to what God says and not their own. You know, you can be calling yourself a Christian, but if you don't know what the Bible says and don't know what God has taught, you're going to be subject to the same opinions that all of us in this world are subject to, which is, what do we think is right? And one of the great humilities we have to have is to say, I don't know what's right. God does. God knows what's right for me. God knows what's right for you in your life. So many people in life struggle because they don't know what is the right way. There are right and ways to live. There are also wrong ways to live. And God discusses these in His Word. He tells us. He loves us. He counsels us and says, this is the way to go. So Bible study. Next one, prayer. Building a communication, building a fellowship and a relationship with God. Prayer is about communing with God, talking with God, and learning to make judgments before God. You know, having children of my own, I realize that one of the great things to do is just talk with your children. Just talk. Let them talk. Hear what they're thinking and hear the ways that they think so that you can direct and guide and help them to mature and grow and develop. And when we pray, God does the same thing. He wants to help us, to encourage us, to help us grow and develop and mature in the way that we think and in the way that we view life. And prayer is an important part of this. Don't miss out on prayer. Meditation. Something so powerful, so important. To have times of silence, to have times alone, to have times just to think and contemplate what God teaches us both in Bible study and in prayer. To realize what life is about. And to contemplate what is true. To contemplate what is eternal and permanent and forever. And to make sure that we are letting go of those things which are temporary. And letting go of the things which are bitter. And thinking on those things which are good and honorable and of good report. So that our minds can be filled with life. So that our minds can be filled with what is good. And so meditation is a very important practice of Christians. Next one is fasting. Fasting is something that really has gone away in the Christian church. A lot of people don't want to fast. And the thing about fasting is it puts you right on the front lines of battling your flesh, of saying what is important and what is not. And when we talk about fasting, you'll discover something very interesting, and that is fasting is not just about going without food. Fasting is putting down your flesh so that you can live in the Spirit and so that you can think not about yourself and what you want and what you need, but learning to think about what God wants and what God needs and learning to think about what is good for your neighbor and how to do what is best for your neighbor, to sacrifice even what you need for someone else. And then last, fellowship. You know, more and more Christians are not going to church. More and more people are not getting together. More and more people think, hey, it's just whatever, me and God. Well, that's not the way it was designed. God designed us to be a body of believers, of joining together, of worshiping together, of coming to know God intimately. And if you don't have a church, I want to invite you out to Rock Valley Christian Church in Lake Elsinore, California. We meet every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. And I want you to join us to find that fellowship, to find the relationships with other believers in Jesus Christ, people who want to give up their lives for Jesus, who want to follow His commandments, and raise high the name of Jesus, to bring glory to the name of Jesus Christ and to the testimony of what He's done. So I invite you to join us. For information, dial this toll-free number, 800-799-5199. is the number, 800-799-5199. And check us out at AbundantLiving.org, and we'll continue this series next week on the Abundant Living Program.
Is your home filled up with stuff while you yourself are empty? Are you living an unfulfilled life? If so, you need to go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org is a website designed to help you discover your awesome potential. God made you in His image so that you can grow and experience the abundant life He enjoys. Many people search for meaning in life, but there is only one place to find a life worth living. Go to AbundantLiving.org and find the answers to living a successful and abundant life in Jesus Christ. You will discover who you are and how to have peaceful, joyful life as you learn more about God and the reasons He made you. Great health and wealth mean nothing if you're empty inside. Seek the riches that last forever. Go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org, the website with signposts for success.